It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Always love this time of the day and this part of the show on a Friday. Belton Johnson, it's Eaton Time where we bring the big guy onto the show. We know him as a former Saskatchewan Rough Rider. He's a Grey Cup champion. His grill master skills are second to none. And I always like to talk sports with him. And I'm wondering if, Belton, you mind talking a little baseball today?
Oh, yes. Let's talk baseball. Are you wearing your blue, Evan?
Well, I'm not wearing it right now, but I actually have a Blue Jays jersey. The problem is, Belton, my Blue Jays jersey is about 20 years old. So you know what I do with that jersey. I hang it on the wall, but I don't necessarily wear it much anymore, Belton.
Oh, I hear you.
Did you play ball? Were you ever a ball player?
I did. I played baseball. I think I was probably about 7, 8 years old. And I did play. And I got a story for you here, Evan. I'm going to tell you what made me stop playing baseball. And so my mom, again, I played in the outfield. I think I was right outfield there and everything.
Okay.
And, you know, a pop fly comes up, and the ball's in the air seemed like forever. I swear it was up in the air for about 3 hours. with my glove, I'm like looking at this ball and got my glove. I'm like, oh, man, I think I might get hit by the ball. So I took the glove off, knowing that I could catch, you know, with my hands in there and everything. And I caught the ball, but when I caught the ball, my hand was hurting. that was my last time playing baseball.
That's it. That ended your career.
And then I go play football and playing, you know, big boulder guys and everything, 300 pounds.
I can just picture it. 7-year-old Belton Johnson makes the barehanded catch, makes the out, runs off the field, jumps in the car and says, "Mom, take me home. I'm done."
I'm done.
Well, have you caught Jay's fever? I know you've talked before. You follow the Jays. You're a fan of the Jays. How do you expect this to play out, Belton?
Oh man, it's that David versus Goliath feeling, right? The Blue Jays. I don't know if they got enough ammo, but they I know that they play with some toughness and some grit and everything to get to where they are now. So, you know, if they could continue that, yes, they have a shot at it, right? They're in it. They have a shot. But, man, I'm going to tell you, the Dodgers, like, I mean, you could probably take their, top five, top six pitchers, and they could probably start anywhere in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with baseball, that's usually what it comes down to is pitching and everything. But, again, if the Blue Jays, if they could get some hits, who knows?
Yeah, they could keep their bats going. I mean, their bats have been so good through the playoffs, through the season, actually. We had a texter, actually, during Bugs and Hugs today that texted in, don't forget, in the David and Goliath story, David slays Goliath. So you use that analogy, I'm going to say. I'm just pointing out facts, right, what history has taught us.
That's right. You never know.
You never know. Well, okay, let's talk about the Riders. We got a busy day on Saturday. The Riders game starts at 5, and then the Blue Jays game starts at 6, so there's going to be a bit of overlap there. But it is the last regular season game for the Riders. I see some people saying, whatever, we've won the West, let's focus on the playoffs. I've heard you say, no, this is an important game for the Riders. Why do you say that?
Well, I think it's important in the fact that, you know, some of the guys that would have rested last week, let's say Trevor Harris, I think they need to be out there, especially this week here playing. I don't think you need a whole month off from playing ball, right? And which if he didn't play, it would be about a month here before, you know, he has some real action. So, and it's just more so just to get the chemistry going, right? And, you know, might have some different receivers and everything just to keep that West, to keep sharp, we'll say, right? And I know he knows everything, but, you know, I do want to see him play at least a couple series here. But the biggest thing, Evan, is just I want to see guys come away healthy and everything, right, to get ready for the following week.
Of course.
Or the week after, rather.
Right. So let's talk about that, because this game could actually be a preview of the West Final. It's possible. What do you think is going to happen? Who do you think the Riders are going to face in that game?
in the West Final?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely think it's the way BC has played over the last month here. I think it definitely could be the BC Lions. And, you know, and again, depending on what happens tonight, because who the Stamps play the Elks, right? So I believe if the Stamps were to win, I can't remember exactly, but I think the BC Lions, they're definitely going to go all in, try to get second place and everything, sure, right, to get that home field. So I don't know. I see it as a good battle, but I'm going to tell you, if anybody who comes into Saskatchewan and the temperature's just right, you never know how it's going to unfold.
So have you got a prediction? I had Brian Lilly, who's a political columnist for the Toronto Sun, on the show this morning. We were talking about Trump and tariffs, but he gave me a prognostication of 35-23 win for the Riders. I've said 30-17 is mine. What have you got?
Because I predicted the Riders to go 13-5 and they're 12-5, I'm picking the Riders to win this one. And my score I have here, Evan, is I have 29-23.
Okay, 29-23. I actually, every day I walk in the studio here, I look at the board where it says Belton Johnson, June 2nd, 13-5 Rider prediction and making it to the Grey Cup. And I'm thinking, boy, this guy might be the ultimate soothsayer with the crystal ball. I like it. All right. Well, it's eating time, buddy. And we've got some cooking to do. What have you got for us today?
So today we have for you, Evan, is taco pasta shells. We're going to take everything inside. You know, maybe we'll come back to the smoker grill a little later on in the year, but the first thing we want to do is get the oven going, get it heated to 350 degrees there.
Okay.
And what we want to do is cook some pasta shells, you know, get some boiling water, salt things, and get the shells cooking. And once those pasta shells are done, we want to drain and rinse under cold water and just put it to the side, okay?
Okay.
The next thing we're going to do is we're going to brown some ground beef and onion in a pan there, get the heat going. And once we got that ground beef browned and everything, we're going to add in some undrained tomatoes, taco seasoning, a bit of water, some chopped red, yellow, and green bell peppers, and a bit of corn.
Okay.
And we're gonna get that all cooked up. We're going to cook it until the liquid's evaporated. And guess what we're going to add in there, Evan?
What?
We're going to add in some cream cheese until it's nice and melted.
That's taking it to the next level.
We're taking it to the next level. And the next thing we're going to do, we're going to fill the pasta shells with the beef mixture that we just made there with the cream cheese. We're going to get them stuffed there and everything, and we're going to put them in a casserole dish. Once we have that, the stuffed shells in the casserole dish, we're going to top it with some salsa, cover it with foil, and bake it for about 30 minutes.
That's at 350. You said 350, right?
350 degrees, yes, sir. And so out there, we're going to cover it and bake it there for 30 minutes. And after that 30 minutes, we're going to uncover it. We're going to sprinkle on some cheddar cheese there. And we're going to bake it 10 more minutes until that cheese is nice, melted, and bubbly.
Okay.
After that, Evan, we're going to get a big old spoon and a bowl. And guess what?
You like your spoons, don't you, Belton?
I love them, Evan. It's eating time.
It's eating time. Yes, it is. Every time I actually have a picture in my head of you grabbing this massive spoon and this massive bowl. Every time you say, grab a big old spoon, I like that.
Hey, I got a good wooden spoon that I trust me, it's Belton's spoon that he cooks and eats with. So.
Well, it's a great recipe, taco pasta shells. We will throw it up on social media, on Facebook. You'll share it on yours as well. Belton, it's a big weekend of sports, big weekend of football. Look forward to listening to you on the Green Zone pregame and postgame show.
Hey, thanks, Evan, and you have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, my friend. Belton Johnson, and it's Eatin' Time. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.